Changes in sexual performance are more common than most people realize, and support doesn't need to feel awkward. With MedExpress, everything happens privately online. Start by completing a short consultation reviewed by UK-registered clinicians. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly to your home with ongoing support whenever you need it. You're not alone in this. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to learn more.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're having a great week. Looking forward to a great weekend. Today is an ALN classic episode. That's right. We're throwing it back to the old days of the podcast. We had some bangers, some hitters, some legends come through the show. So we thought we'd dig deep and throw it back to some of those insane, hilarious, fun episodes. So enjoy the hell out of this episode. Of course, follow the podcast at ALN Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, at Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Enjoy the episode. Enjoy your week.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
You guys ready to start the show? Elon, Sam, make some fucking noise. Are you guys excited? This is going to be a blast. We've got so much fun coming your way, and I can't wait. So without further ado, I think it's time to get the show going. You guys know the lineup is stacked. We got comedy, we got games, we got prizes to give away, we got musical performances. So you ready for your first guest? Are we ready? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, your first guest tonight is one of my best friends. We met during the Heat, the Sandra Bullock, Melissa McCarthy comedy. We shot it in Boston, where he's from. This guy's done everything from TV shows, The Return of the Mac, which I played his manager in. He's played the Super Bowl, stadiums, arenas with his band, The New Kids on the Block. He's done it all. He's got award-winning songs. He's a father. He's a husband. He's a friend, and he's hilarious. And he's here for you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Joey McIntyre. Look at you. Look at this. Wow.
he's also played the Tacoma Dome. And
that's a flex.
And that
right
place
there.
It's a mausoleum. That's a special place.
Joe, what did I tell you about using words I don't know?
Sorry. I don't even know if that was the right word to use, but
mausoleum, dude, somebody get me a
drink. Yeah, they recently did the backstage is over, and they gave us these robes, and I wear this every night, so it's fitting. Honestly, this is my robe, this is my jam, and that number 5 is because we've played it 5 times. How many times have you played the Tacoma Dome? Hey, listen, you're Mr. Seattle. It's your town.
I mean, the Tacoma Dome, by the way, is where that was the first show I went to ever. You would think that I'd been to a few, just being a fan as a kid. And but when we met at the Heat, I brought my sister and some pals to the Tacoma Dome. And man, people don't realize the show that you guys put on, the amount I anticipated, the amount of like thrusting towards my face that you guys were going to give, but I paid for that, so it's not like I
10 times. But, yeah, we hit a, you know, James Brown did, you know, one time. You know, we do 10 times, but we are from a different era, a special era where you have to sing and dance for your supper. So we come from that, you know, you got to earn it, and I think that shows up. I mean, we got the best fans in the world, but it doesn't matter if you're a fan. We love surprising people, and we're just there to entertain everybody, and we're lucky to be doing what we're doing. As you can imagine, as we all are, I'm itching to get back out there. Oh my goodness, man.
Are you itching? Well, you look like you're getting ready to host some sort of, like, I don't know, story time with Joe.
Listen,
like
live from New York. It's later, man, so you know it's 10 here, so I'm, you know, I got the three kids in bed, you know, so I said my kids sound a lot like your friend's kids, by the way. Uncle Devin or whatever you say.
Yeah, yeah. Joey, man. I follow you on Twitter. I follow you on OnlyFans, which, by the way, great left toe pic you posted last Sunday.
OnlyFans. No, I'm not on there yet, but that's not yet. Me. That's a.
Do you think you have fake burner accounts as Joe? By the way, that's how you know you made it, when you have somebody signing up for OnlyFans.
It's not fun though. No, people. That, I guess, is that sort of like a catfish thing? People catfish as all kinds of celebrities, and I use that term lightly because I don't know what I am. I like to do what I like to do. They haven't told me to stop yet, but there are lots of fans, sadly, that, you know, have a decent IQ, but they are hoodwinked by these people and swear they're getting emailed by Jordan Knight and Donnie Wahlberg and Joey McIntyre and getting letters. Yeah. And they're it's sad. It's really sad. So you gotta be careful out there.
Are you doing No Swear January? Did I read that right? Because you're a Boston guy.
I am not swearing. I am not swearing for 2021. That is my resolution, and it's going fabulously.
Because people from Boston love the F word. You guys are like, even for the smallest things, like, give me some fucking Frosted Flakes.
I loved it for a very long time. I used it with abandon, and it was fun. And a lot of the fans, the New Kids fans, love my potty mouth. I was kind of famous within the Block Nation for that. And, you know, I just decided, you know, you got to grow up sometime. No, listen, this is a comedy show. You know what I mean? We'll do the coffee table discussion about why I think people swear too much, but this is not the place and time for that.
Yeah, can you?
Neither is. And then I started. I'm not drinking either. I'm stone cold sober for like all of 2021 because, like you say, for 2020, I had my moments, man. I had my moments, and they were fun and great and dark and weird and. You know, because we're not socializing, we're off our game. So when we do it, it's like, whoa, watch out. You know, it's like, so I didn't plan on not drinking. And a month ago, I would have thought that was a miracle that I haven't drank. I'm completely sober for 35 days now.
Well, your skin looks great.
And
you always have.
Because I would say, when you hear somebody say on Instagram or whatever, like, you know, I decided not to drink. What do you say? You go, that's too bad. Right? I mean, you think before you try. You're like, how am I ever going to have fun? I can't have fun. But you know what? There's a lot of people that don't drink and, you know, they're having a good time. So.
I mean, dude, you have a lot of sober energy right now. Just the way that you're like excited to talk about, like, you know, you're like, I mean, you can tell when people have a cocktail in them, like me, you're a little more slow paced. You're a little like, hey, Joe, nice robe. Where'd you get it at? You fake smoke cigarettes. But
we can go to the tape on that. There's plenty of tape on me in that condition.
Joe, I want to, you know, this night is all about giving back, which you guys have, the group have done that tenfold with your shows over the years, how generous you are with fans. I've been on cruises with you guys. I've seen so many of your fans fall down the stairs on a cruise ship drunk. If I had a dollar for every girl I saw fall down the stairs screaming at her friend, let me break my leg, it's my vacation, I'd probably have about 68 bucks. That being said,
no girls. Girls break their legs falling out of bed on the cruise. That's how much fun we have on that thing. So,
dude, I famously saw
in the morning.
I famously
falling over.
I saw a girl when I was walking back from one of the parties outside of her room, eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, singing to herself, "Cause tonight we're gonna party like it's 1999." And I walk by and I go, "You sound good." She goes, "Thank you. You hear that? We sound good." And start talking to the sandwich. And I was like, man, I cannot get to my room quick enough. But also, that's the type of place you want to be in on a cruise ship for your favorite band. Now, Joe, you guys have done so many.
We don't want to. Go ahead.
I want to play a couple games with you real quick. We got a few more minutes
here.
This first game, Joe, is look, you've put out a bunch of hit singles on your own. The band has a bunch of hit songs. So I want to play a game with you called Name That Song. So let's pull that up real quick. This is the Joe. I think that there's a lot of great songs out there that you've written, that you've sung, that people have written themselves. I want to know if you were if a producer, Joe, chose these song titles. I want to hear from you what they what these songs would be about. Okay, first song is called Paint My Face. What would that song be like, Joe? What is that about? And by the way, we can go through the list and you can pick one. How about that? Let's go through the list. You pick one. Paint My Face. Okay, show me another one. Okay. What's the next one?
Paint My Girl from the Bus.
Girl from the Bus. Right?
That's hot. I like that.
I Shat Myself. Vampire Magician.
2021.
Or what, Drunk Baby. Which of these songs
would you sing? I'm drawn to B, you know. Girl from the Bus. I can see us walking on the beach. But maybe she's out of reach. If I could only see again the girl on the bus.
The girl on the bus. Girl from the bus.
I think we could be us. The girl in the bus.
Oh my God. Why are you so good at this?
Oh, you're the best. You're the best. I was a little afraid to like try to harmonize with you because the Zoom and the by the way, kudos to the production value on this thing.
This is great. Yeah. Wait, real quick, let's get
I saw a Dr. Phil Zoom session. It was a disaster. The technology. He tried to do this whole talk show, Dr. Phil, and it was, you know. This is great. Your production value through the roof.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something, Joey, because if there's one thing I know about you and your band, it's that you provide fun times for the people, okay? I've been on a cruise ship with you, and, you know, you say you're not swearing for January. You made up for lost time on that ship, goddammit. Every other syllable was F this and shit that and fart that and poo
you're
this.
Right,
and now I want to play one more game with you, Joey. And obviously, a lot of guys in your band. Donnie Wahlberg is known for a lot of great things, like being Mark Wahlberg's brother. Now, how well do you know Donnie? Let's play a game called Do You Know Donnie, okay? Now, in this game, Joe, we're gonna. What's Donnie's favorite food?
Pork chops.
Okay, moving on. Next question.
Waffles and pork chops. Yeah.
Well, that was an anticlimactic answer, and I'm definitely not gonna get off on that. But let's try another one.
Okay.
What's his favorite sexual position? You can text me this. You don't have to answer live, but I think the fans want to know.
It's been a long time since we've shared a bed, so it probably changed by now.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and speak for him. I'm gonna say he likes the Wahlburger position, and that's where you take a patty, a burger patty, and you put it on the girl. Let's go to the next question real quick. what is Donnie's
great teeth. You know, I've never seen you smile, Doctor, but you got great teeth. You got picked out. You should smile more.
You know who tells me that? Nobody. We'll be right back. We're going to keep it here. Joe, what is Donnie's least favorite snack jingle? My favorite is corn nuts. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Come on, everybody, and bust a nut. What's Donnie's favorite snack jingle?
Least favorite or favorite?
Least favorite. Hey, quit yelling at me, you fucking asshole.
I would say snack jingle. Jeez. The snacks have jingles? You got me, man. You got me. You stumped me again. I'm not doing too well with this.
Okay.
We're getting texts here. They're saying wrap it up. We got 18 guests going.
We added 40 guests. We added my wife, Robin. We added Cher. But you know what? If she cancels, I can make up for her. Ready? Do you believe in love after love? Some people don't, but when you get divorced, you go through a tough time called a relapse. And that's where you usually find yourself knee deep in some Cavassier and some crushed up Wheat Thins that you try to snort because your friend Daryl said he ran out of cocaine. We'll be right back. Joey, let's try one more question from Donnie. Here we go. What is the last, Donnie? Why does Mark Wahlberg wake up so early to work out and I don't do enough push-ups?
I don't know. Oh my God, I probably got a couple of punchlines, but I'm still afraid of Mark, so I'm not going to say anything smart about Mark Wahlberg.
Me too. I once saw him in his underwear, like 1984. He was like, good vibrations, and I was like, bitch, don't come any closer to me, because I might kiss you. All right, Joey, one more question, and then we're going to wrap this shit
great
up.
Great smile, Dr. Phil. You're killing me.
Who would Donnie play in a movie? And then we're gonna bring out our next guest, Joey. You've been fantastic. You look like you smell great, by the way. Who would Donnie play in a movie? Or sorry, who would?
I got a good one. You know, Donnie's obviously on Blue Bloods and plays a cop, and he was Band of Brothers was a big favorite of his fans. John McCain, the biopic, John McCain. Donnie Wahlberg is John McCain in Breakout.
Wow. That would be the role of a lifetime. Donnie's a good actor. You and him, definitely. I haven't seen the other guys get on screen like that, but you and Donnie definitely bring it. So I'd watch that. I'd pay for that.
Thank you.
Joe,
hey, listen, I'll open up for this lineup every day. This is a fantastic lineup you got. I love these guys. I'm going to stick around and watch if you don't mind.
Thanks for being here, man. You know how much I love you.
I'm going to move over on the couch, okay?
I love that. You've done talk shows before.
And there's only water in that coffee mug. No gin or anything like that.
I'll have a sip of Terramana tequila for you from The Rock, by the way. Sent it to me.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Hear that pop?
By the way, I think I'm going like 40 days and 40 nights. I think I'm going for 40 nights and we'll see what happens, you know?
I love that. Well, which good luck to you on that.
Thank you.
No, I think it's a good call.
I'm still having fun, though. Yeah. Yeah,
I know you are. You look great. The robe is great. Thanks for rocking a Seattle connected piece of apparel tonight. And I can't wait till you can come back.
I wear this every night. So Seattle is in my heart. Good for you. You're a good hometown boy taking care of your people. And enjoy the night, everybody. I love you guys. And can't wait to see all the other guests.
Joe, how about this? Give me a real quick Girl from the Bus harmonize. Ready? Just Girl from the Bus. Here we go. She's the girl from the bus. Girl from the bus. 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 I'm here. Get here. You need to be here. The bus. Yeah. She's on the bus.
She's on the bus.
I love you. Guys, Joey McIntyre, let him hear it. Thank you so much for being here, Joe. Guys, make it loud for Joe. Joe, I love you. I'll see you on the flip side, baby.
There's nobody there, but there's somebody there, and I see you.
Guys, one more time for Joey McIntyre. You can follow him at Joey McIntyre on Twitter and Instagram. And with that, it's time for another guest. You guys ready for more? This next guest has been on my podcast About Last Night three or four times. She was my coach in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game in Charlotte in 2019. I hit her up on Twitter and said, hey, my buddy Brad, who's a little person, I bought this like kid backpack thing to wear on the court with him, and what do you think about it? And she's like, go for it. And then I sent it to the NBA and they were like, hey, don't wear that. And I was like, why? And they're like, what if you drop them? I was like, it'll be hilarious. And they're like, we don't have dwarf insurance. I was like, well, you should. I didn't even know if that was a thing. You're the NBA. Sue was all for it, and we've become really sweet friends because She's a gangster on and off the court. She's from the East Coast and has made her name in Seattle as a four-time WNBA champ. She's considered the GOAT of the WNBA, and with good reason. And she's coming back, I believe, just announced for an 18th season with the Seattle Storm. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her, you love her, Sue Bird. Yay! Guys, make it loud for Sue Bird. Yeah, the back. Oh, wait, Sue, I can't hear you. Can you guys hear Sue? Oh, Sue, unmute yourself. Oh, shit, I can't hear you. Can you guys hear Sue? In the comments. Wait, there you go. Start talking. Nope. Damn it. What happened? Uh-oh, troubleshoot time. Oh, boy, the first hiccup. Wait a second. Can the fans hear Sue? Let's see. I'm going to text. Okay, she's coming right back. All right, this is a great time for me to tell a story. When I was in the fifth grade, my mom was dating this guy who said he had access to instruments because I wanted to play the saxophone. So he brought over a saxophone that I think he got from the side of the freeway. And it was, it looked like it had already been played. It was wet and sweaty. You know, saxophones have reeds. It was wet and sweaty. And I didn't want to be rude, but this guy clearly got me a knockoff, you know, a side of the freeway saxophone. And so I said, hey, I'm going to not play this, but I'm going to say thank you because you're dating my mom and maybe this will work out. I don't know. Sue just texted me. She's back in. Perfect timing, because I could feel, even though I can't hear you guys, I could feel you being like, hey, Adam, your sad
you hear
sax
me?
Story. Yes, she's in. Crisis averted.
Ooh, fuck these AirPods. Sue, every time. This is drama.
By the way, that was a champ move right there. Only people who've won multiple times know how to fight through the pressure right there.
Took off.
Man. Wait, what is that from, by the way? What movie is that from? Because I know we're around the same age. And
yeah, but I'm running at an incredible rate. It's a cardigan.
Oh, my God. Wait, real quick. Favorite line from Dumb and Dumber? Because that is my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, my God.
The two you just mentioned are great, but...
They're great. Yeah, I know. Now, you might want to keep that one when he's got that thing of IOUs. He's like, ooh, that one's for a car. You might want to keep that one.
I want to hold on to that one.
I mean, there's so many.
I mean, there's you're telling me there's a chance is great, right? Yeah.
Pretty Bird. Pretty Bird.
Yeah. Our pets' heads are falling off. My favorite line might be.
The gas man.
Yeah, the gas man, of course, yeah. My favorite line might be when he goes, when the guy busts in with a gun to kill them, right? The bad guys. And Jeff Daniels stands up we find out later he's wearing a bulletproof vest because the feds had kind of contacted him. And Jim Carrey's like, no, you know, kill me. Like, I got him into this mess. If it wasn't for me in the briefcase, you would have never, you know, been here in the first place. And then Jeff Daniels goes, no, kill me. We went out today. We went skiing. We made snowmen. She touched my leg. And then Jim Carrey goes, okay, kill him.
Kill him. Anyway. Yeah. That's a good one.
Sue, it is so good to see you. You know, we've been restricted to Zoom, to a Zoom friendship. But you know what? I'm confident that when life resumes. The last time I talked to you was when I was in Australia. And I feel like you were just, is that?
That was the okay. alarm. That was the alarm. Wait. Get on the Adam show.
Hilarious. Get on the
I'm
Adam
not even
show.
Joking.
I was going to guess three Adam things. Show. I was going to say, is that Little Caesars? Is that Megan saying, hey, I just realized you skipped ahead on our show. You know how couples, like when you're watching a show, somebody will inevitably go, ooh, I'm still awake. I'm going to watch two more episodes, right? And then they log
Megan
in and they go, what the fuck? Yeah. What is your guys' show right now?
Right now, we actually – so Megan had never seen Breaking Bad, and I had. So we did an entire Breaking Bad binge, and then that led into Better Call Saul, which I had also seen. So I'm just being a really good, really supportive, good girlfriend here, or fiance. Whoops.
I was just going to say, hopefully she's not watching this or living with you.
Yeah, somewhere else. It's fine.
Is she nearby? Can we hear?
No, she's in the other room.
Does she do soccer stuff like all the time? Like, is she like the way you bleed basketball? Like I think I asked you this about carrying a basketball around with you. Like, the kids in my high school that were true ballers always had a ball, and they were, to me, it was a little bit of rubbing it in the face, because like some kids would walk through spinning it, and I was like, we get it, you're talented. But like, does she like kick the soccer ball around in the house or?
No.
Okay.
Thank God. Yeah, that was it. She does love it, though. She does love it. She does love it.
She does love it.
She's playing all the time. Yeah.
Congrats on the proposal. That is incredible. And I know the people went crazy for it. It was all over the internet. And I was very thrilled because I think it had happened right before we did the pod. And you, but I think you told me in text after, which I appreciated. Because that's a true sign of a homie when they're like, hey, here's some news that's not on TMZ yet, but I'm giving it to you because I like your Jewish beard. It happened very unexpectedly, right? Give us that story if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, totally unexpectedly, other than, you know, we kind of have discussed being together forever and all that good stuff. But it was totally random. We're on vacation with some friends right after the WNBA wobble. So it was like a freedom vacation. And you know how vacations go. We were drinking. We were by the pool. Some of our friends were passed out over here. Some were hanging out over there. All of a sudden, I look up and she's on a knee. And I was like, wait a minute. Is this really happening? For her, it was totally impromptu as well.
Did you, you know, when I proposed to my fiance, she she was surprised. She cried. She said yes, by the way. I guess I should have started with that. That was
I already my mom knew that part. Very,
yeah.
The world did it.
yeah. Did my mom in the background, and I'm curious if there were people around you guys as soon as, you know, because I said some sweet stuff under my breath. And it was just actually I thought I was saying stuff. It turns out when I watched the video, I was just being like but my mom in the background just goes, did she say yes? Which was a valid question. Yeah. But was there anyone around that saw? Like, did anybody let off fireworks? Like, did you party right after?
Yeah. So the longer version of the story includes she kind of got on a knee jokingly, and we had some friends. There was like 9 of us on this vacation, so there was like 3 or 4 people kind of near us. And it was kind of like, oh, but she was just getting up out of the pool. You know, that can be like a laboring experience. So she kind of looked like she was on one knee. And then she walked away, she came back. So everyone had joked about it already. And then she got on one knee, and I could see the look in her eye. So similar to what you're saying, it was like some under the breath, sweet nothings. And immediately I realized what was happening, and I look at her and I go, take that fucking bucket hat off, because all of our friends were taking pictures.
Oh, man.
All of our friends were taking pictures. I was like, take that bucket hat off. So she took the bucket hat off. She got on her knee and said some wonderfully sweet things. And then I like kind of pulled her into the pool, and everybody started splashing us. So we had a little bit of like a splash situation as a celebration. It was very cute. God. It was very cute.
I mean, coming out of the anything around a pool like that that's romantic is for me immediately takes me like that's like 90s rom-com. Like, I feel like that could have been a deleted scene in Can't Hardly Wait or, you know, American Pie.
Can't Hardly Wait.
Great.
Can't Hardly Wait.
Film.
That was when I was graduating high school.
I think me too.
Oh my God, 98. So that was like me and my friends were obsessed.
Man, what that was, they don't really make high school movies. Like, now the high school movies are like, you know, I don't know. Like, there's that, it's like Project X, I think. You know what I'm saying? Like, American Pie, they were like all about like, I'm coming here, like, I kind of want to get laid, but I just really want to get the girl. And you're like, isn't that the same shit? But they're like, no, it's not. You don't get it. You're not in high school, dad. And then Project X is like, let's do ecstasy and finger everybody. And you're like, take it down a notch. This is like the 2010 version of, I guess, what high school is. But like, as we're probably attesting to, I mean, unless you and I just didn't get invited to those parties.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute. Hey, both had great soundtracks. Both had great soundtracks. I get down with both soundtracks.
Which one had Semi-Charmed Life from, or Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life? Was it Can't Hardly Wait?
Probably Can't Hardly Wait. Yeah, they definitely had Third Eye Blind on there. That, or maybe it was Cannot Graduate.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to take the back off the bed. Yeah.
Cannot Graduate.
I don't know any lyrics to any
songs. Joey, I'm coming for him with the harmonizing. And he pulled out that robe. I was like, dang, I don't have anything Seattle here. I have like a Storm t-shirt.
Wait, so talk about
that. He had that Tacoma Dome robe. I was like, dang.
I know. Amazing. I know. I was, well, look, amazing. You rock the Storm gear all the time. You don't need to be rock. Oh, you're wearing green. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like that is, now, you didn't get to have a big Seattle parade for your fourth championship, which I know is a bummer, but can we do makeups? Like when things resume, do you think they'll do like a, or when we win again, because you're coming back for the 18th season. Can we talk about that? Yeah. Right? Right?
Yes, coming back.
Yes.
Yes, coming back. Okay, coming back.
What if you were like, I wasn't supposed to say that?
By the way, Sue. I'm being traded to.
Sue, that is unbelievable news. You were, I remember when we talked and you were having, you just finished all your rehab and you were like,
yeah,
I feel good. We're starting these tournaments. And this was like maybe 4 months before the season started. And you're like, I feel good. You're like, I'm going to like ease into it, but I feel good. And then you have the season you have, just not being like, I think you were even kind of like, you know, I'm going to find my role. Like maybe I'll step back a little, be more player coach, but you were just like vintage bird crushing it, throwing dimes. Like, I mean, it was very impressive and I'm sure felt Thank good you. Because you know, when you have the skills you do and you want to contribute to the team the way you know you can, and that you have been, if you had to do that in a lesser role, that would have been a bummer, but man, you led the team on and off the court. And, so we got to redo a parade, but was it as sweet of a feeling? Different with the bubble, but still great. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was, I mean, people are always like, oh, these bubble seasons should have an asterisk next to them. And I'm like, yeah, 10 times harder, like legit 10 times harder. Just cause you are in the same place for 3 months. You can't leave. You're away from everybody and everything. And oh, by the way, you have to play a game every other day. And it's like, figure that out. So it was actually challenging in so many ways, but then because we won, I'll always have fond bubble memories. What can I say?
Bubble memories. That definitely sounds like a Joey McIntyre song. Well, you, look, you're a gangster. We have a couple games we want to play. I know also, by the way, 18th season, you returning, you're one away from the Kardashians. They went 19 seasons.
Dang, they went 19 seasons?
Some would say 19
too
many.
That's incredible. That's
by the way,
so long.
Yeah, they milked us. Wow. They go, season one, they were like, look at these dum-dums watching us shop. And then we were like, yeah, we're stupid. What else you got? Do you guys want to
You're right. That's when they had that store. I watched. That's when they had the store. We did watch them shop.
We watched them shop. We watched them drink pop. We watched them go to the sock hop. We watched them just, you know, have sex with every black dude in the NBA. But yeah, they are a true dynasty of television. But
yeah,
but legacy. Guess what? It's a lot. So okay. So this first game, Sue, is called Birdhouse.
Starting a business feels a lot like starting a podcast. At first, you're sitting there going, dude, is this genius or am I about to embarrass myself publicly for the next 5 years? And honestly, that little panic never fully goes away. I remember when we first started building my show, every little thing felt complicated. Logos, merch ideas, websites, promoting the episodes. It's a lot. That's why I wish something like Shopify had been around when we were first getting started. Shopify is a commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. They make it ridiculously easy to build a clean online store with templates that actually look professional, even if you're figuring it out as you go. And the AI tools, dude, they're wild. Shopify can help write product descriptions, page headlines, even improve your product photos. So instead of spending 8 hours trying to sound like a marketing genius, you can actually focus on your biz or your podcast or whatever dream is currently keeping you awake like me at 2 to 3 a.m. Plus, Shopify handles everything in one place. Inventory, payments, analytics, shipping, all of it. And that purple shop pay button? Absolute game changer. Fewer abandoned carts, more people actually buying your stuff. It's time to turn those what-ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at Shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Go to Shopify.com/aboutlastnight. That's Shopify.com/aboutlastnight.
Which is a fake TV show that I want to make at some point, starring you.
Okay.
It's a sitcom. I know you're a big fan of Murder Docs during COVID, right? Didn't you
Everybody
tell me that?
Was. Everybody was. I mean, yeah, sure. Everybody was, right?
Yeah, why? Why do we have a fascination with Murder Docs? It's like even my fiance, she'll be watching them, and then she'll say stuff like, "Oh, see, that's how you do it." And I was like, "What?" And then
I was at dinner with some friends, and we always like throw some random questions. It's actually the same friends I was on vacation with, and someone goes, "All right, guys, you have to kill someone. How are you going to do it?" I was like, "What? What kind of question is this?" And we all answered, and I went the fried green tomatoes route. I went the fried green tomatoes route, and everyone was like, "No, that's unrealistic. The blood would be in the drain." And I'm like, "What? No, you chop them up and you grill them."
Yep.
Am I right?
Yeah, guys. It makes sense. Just think about it. You chop up the grill. I know a buddy of mine's girl once asked him, like, during pillow talk, she was like, "Would you rather drown to death or be burned alive?" And he was like, "Why do I have to pick one of those? What? Why can't we? I just asked you where you want to go for dinner."
Third base.
Yeah. Is this your idea of foreplay? All right. So Birdhouse is a sitcom I'm going to make. But I want to know, Sue, in this show, who would be your the funniest roommate in the sitcom Birdhouse? Okay.
Okay.
So the options are Tweety Bird. Holy shit.
Woody
My
Woodpecker?
Mind's blanking. Who the fuck is that?
Is it Woody Woodpecker?
It is. Wow. Okay. I was just like,
nervous.
I was like, "Is this the guy that's addicted to Prozac? Like, what does he do?" He's like, bah, 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 right? Isn't he like, he's always trying to fuck shit up with his nose? All right. Big Bird. Classic. Big Bird. And you know, he's been on TV for 40 years. Larry Bird, who's, let's be honest, you know, French Lick, enjoys a nice, probably Bud Light, Coors Light every now and then. Probably Bud Light. If I was a good host, I'd talk about the sponsor and not the other beer, the one that maybe gave me a giant fucking pillow. Or or Toucan Sam's nephew. Oh. Who is this? Is this
the guy from Lion King? No.
Yeah, that's Zazu.
Oh, Zazu.
Okay, so which of those birds?
The funniest in my house?
Yeah, which out of these birds? Out of Tweety, fucking Carl, what is his name again? Shit, Woody? Oh, Woody.
Woody, Big Bird, Woody.
Larry Bird, or Zazu?
So, God, this is a really tough choice. But you know what? I'm going to take a page out of Dave Chappelle, who you know I love, Dave Chappelle's book, and I'm going Big Bird because that probably means you're high.
Yes.
Hey, Bird. That's like one of my favorite.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. Like, that bit.
He does the whole Sesame Street.
That bit is so good where he's like, they teach kids to treat homeless guys like shit. They're like, "Get a job, Grouch. Get it together, Grouch." He's like, "Bitch, I live in a fucking trash can."
Yes.
Oh, my God. That bit. Chappelle is, I mean, he's the goat, and he that bit though was so relatable because for whatever reason I felt like we'd never heard a breakdown of Sesame Street like that.
Yeah, like
the adult version.
What is really happening? I mean, that's what we all heard growing up about Scooby-Doo, right?
Yep.
Like there was a, wait a minute, what are Scooby Snacks? What's this mystery machine? Oh, but when you're a kid, you're like, what do you mean? They're the best detectives in the world.
Scooby Snacks were edibles for sure. All right, Sue, the second game we're going to play real quick is called New Commish. And this is basically a fantasy type game. You know, if you were commish of the WNBA, which of these changes would you implement ASAP? Okay. Oh, my own. Wait, hold on a second. My screen is covering my. Let's see. Did that? Okay. A losing team has to buy every player on the winning team a PS5. Pretty good. I don't have the PS5. I still have my Super Nintendo. Holler shit.
NBA I got Lab the 95. NES. NES Nintendo. NES? Contra.
I mean, did you ever have the trackpad?
Up, up, down, down, left, speaking, right, left, right, BA.
Speaking of running like a crazy person in your house, did you ever have the trackpad?
I did. I did. And I cheated all the time. I would use my hands and then like on the long jump and then land. You got to stick the landing, though. It's hard.
The cheating with that was good. Also, also duck hunt. People that would just hold the gun at the TV to kill the ducks. I was always scared of the kid that was like hiding behind the couch being like, and then popping up and be like, die, dog, die. And you're like, you're nine. I'm not coming over anymore. You have issues, table for one. All right, so let's go back. Commish, that was the first answer. Okay. Every referee must get a face tattoo of their favorite player.
That's interesting.
Okay. Once a year, you can tag in a fan from the stands to play for 2 minutes. I'm actually a big advocate for that one because I think in every sport, they need to be – I think in football, for a minute, every game, they need to be cutting to a fan who's sitting at home hammered and just get his analysis on the game thus far.
His analysis. Did you ever see during the Olympics, Steve Martin, I think it was, tweeted and he was like, you know, I watch these swimming events. They need to have the regular guy lane. So like have all the Olympians racing and then just have one lane for a regular guy. I was like, that's amazing. So I'm going C. I don't even know if there's a D, E, or an F. I'm already going C.
I don't think there is. Let's check it out. I think C was – that's the best – D was overtime games are settled by Yo Mama Jokos.
That's a close second. That's a close second.
So these are your answers again.
Yeah, I'm going C. Really? I really like C. Yeah. Yeah, that one really, especially as a female basketball player, I think that would give us all great joy to just have a fan check in every now and then.
I love that. Well, I would love to be that fan. And when the season resumes and fans can come live again, I mean, I just, you know, I know I've been to one.
You can be our amigos. You can be our amigos. Oh, our amigos are our two change. That could be you.
Yes. Yes. Wait, amigos, that's the group that Quavo's in, right?
Yeah, yeah. We love Quavo.
We love
and
Quavo.
And 2 Chainz. They sit courtside at all the Atlanta games. The Hawk
That's
games.
Dope. I want to be that guy for the Storm and the Supes when they come back. By the way, real quick Quavo story, and then we'll let you go. Quavo was on our team that you coached for the NBA Celebrity All-Star game. And Quavo's a very cool guy. He came in late.
Yeah.
He was wearing a lot of jewelry, which, hey, so I got 3 bracelets and a puka shell necklace from 7th grade that I ain't tossing away yet. But he came in with a lot of stuff, and it was cool as shit. And then we're on the court, and I'm like, oh, I chummed it up with everybody backstage. Backstage, I'm such a fucking actor piece of shit. In the locker room. And,
locker room, yeah.
locker room, and we were off stage, and so we didn't have a chance to really chat. And so we get on the court, and I go, Quavo, I go, what up, man? I go, didn't get to meet you in the locker room. I go, but hey, pick and roll all day, baby. I go, I'll be Malone, you be Stockton. I go, but also maybe you're Jordan and I'm Vlade Divac. Either way, let's make some magic. He just looked at me, looked at my fist, and goes, all right. And I go, okay, well, all right, so does that mean we're friends? What's happening right now? And then we get on the court, he just dominates, and I was like, all right, he wanted to let his play talk for his for himself, so I respect that. But there was a point when you were like, at the end of the game, I remember you were like, I was like, hey, Sue.
He didn't want to come out, that's what it was.
He didn't want to come out, and I go, how much you give me to go check in for Quavo? And what did you say? You were like, I mean, I want to see that
Do I think it's a great idea? No.
I know. We had a full-on debate about it. I was like, you know, I think that's like could make for good TV, but I'm not sure it's going to go over well.
Yeah. All right, Sue, I love you for doing this.
So happy to be here.
You're a gem of a human being. I love you so much, and obviously Seattle, you know, has a special place in your heart, and Seattle loves you to death. You've given up so much to be happy about, and being a part of this and helping feed some families during this tough time is big time. And you got back to me so quick to say you'd be a part of it, and that just speaks to your character. You know, you just really.
What can I say? No, Adam, this is so dope. Seriously, like you doing this, I'm excited to watch the rest of the show. Also, putting on for Seattle. It's not my actual real hometown, but at this point, I do feel like it's home. So I love Seattle so much. I love you for doing this so much. Always good to see you, and thank you for having me.
Congrats on the engagement.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo.
And it's not a diamond. I need to tell Megan some bullshit.
Sue Bird, ladies and gentlemen, let her hear it. Sue, I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Guys, make it loud for Sue Bird, the one and only. This show is so fun so far, and we're just getting going. We have another amazing treat coming up. You guys might recognize this next guest from, Saturday Night Live. Master of Disguise. Wayne's World 1 and 2. Your childhood. He's one of the funniest dudes on the planet. Honored to call him a friend. And he's here for you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Dana Carvey.
Does it click in? Okay. Good. Party on. So this is great. You're doing people.
This is great, right? Dana, you look good.
I just drove 900 miles in the last 48 hours, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children. Put my name up again. Anyway,
I'm doing all right, man.
I drove 900 miles.
Yeah. Wait, wasn't that the song? Oh no, I would walk 500 miles, but you would drive 900 miles.
No, this is like the Cyndi Lauper cover. I drove all night, but anyway, I'm here. I got this to work. So, how are you? You want me to?
You're amazing.
Here's the deal. Come on, folks. Let's get real. Come on.
Let's get real.
Come on. I mean, you know, my dad lost his job. No joke. I'm not kidding around. No one thinks you're kidding around. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. It's not rocket science. Number one, Adam Ray. Number two, the charity. Come on. The three, the thing.
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving the house. I'm not leaving, okay? I was here for 4 years. Would you kick somebody out of a hotel they were staying in for 4 nights? I don't think so.
Is that okay? I have Trump calling the White House currently in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I'll get it, Jill. Dr. Jill. Okay, whatever your name is. You're not a good Joe. You're never going to make it. Who is this? Come on, man. Here's the deal. Number one, who are you? Number two, the thing. Number three, the people. The bubbles. They said. The Fauci. The thing. They said the power. It's the Stallone. I mean, the weapon. Lethal weapon. Mel Gibson. Come on. You're never gonna make it, Joe. You're never gonna. That's all I got.
That's an amazing Biden, by the way.
Well, there's a lot of hooks there. I mean, it's everyone knows. Come on, man. Here's the deal. Let's get real. My dad lost his job. No joke. Not kidding around. He always says no joke when it's not a joke. The economy. People are hurting. No joke. I'm not joking, folks. So there's a lot of hooks there. And then number one, the one part. Number two, the thing, you know. So when he gets confused, he always admonishes the audience. You got it. Come on.
So, how do you find those things to pick up on for an impression? Because that's when you first started doing Biden, we were sending voice notes back and forth. We were on the phone and you were doing the Biden. And I was like, Biden was even, in the limelight like he is now. And I was like, man, you've already picked up on the things that he does that are impressionable, but you still made it your own. Do you look for that? Or do you just listen to him talk and does it just click in your head?
I just listen over and over again. That's the only, you do it too, right? You just listen over and over again, and then you hope you tease something out. But It's the same thing with Obama. If Obama was giving an address and talking like that, but if he's off the cuff and he's in a gymnasium, we got to get these people. We're going to do this. And he would take these pauses because he was so electric. Right. And right. with Biden, I'm doing him at a town hall where he's walking around the stage answering questions. If he's off the teleprompter, he's locked in with these other things. But if you tease out six different phrases he uses continually, come on, folks, let's get real. Number one, the one part. Number two, he knew. Trump knew about the virus that had floated. He told Joanne Woodward, Bob Woodward, Robert Redford. He told them the thing about the people. Oh, come on, no joke. I'm not kidding around here. The virus. Yeah. So he's got, there's a rhythm and a character inside him at a town hall. And so I don't know if, like George W. Bush didn't go, nah, I'm going to do it. You know, when he did an address to the nation. But anyway, you have a Biden. Let's hear it. Come on. Come on, Ray. Throw down. There you go.
Yeah. I just think we're, all.
That's
we're
good.
All
just kind of out of breath.
We're good. I'm great. You ever go to AM, PM, Circle K, 7-Eleven, 11-7. Figure it out. Doing it. We're doing it. Why do I feel like I'm on an elliptical? Am I on an elliptical? Yeah. A centrifugal force.
A
photosynthesis. You're taking a photo of the synthesis. Yeah. I don't know.
I like the two-handed where he's almost like doing a box. Trump was too
right.
It was too much. Trump seemed like a guy that had his hands tied together for a while and the rope just got cut. So he was just like, it's just now I just need my hand to breathe a little bit
tight right in here. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so with Biden, it's kind of, you don't want to be cruel, like, cause he's a little older, slightly fuzzy, maybe has a little bit of a stutter, but he's the most powerful man on the planet. So you have to find some way to satirize him, but you know, it's not cruel to just the thing, the people and the sincerity. Come on. Like you were like the thing and we got to do it, folks. He's so hyper sincere because he's going to heal the nation right now. We can come together.
Can I hear Biden?
People.
Can I hear Biden? What? I'm at the drive-through window and you're Biden at McDonald's. Ready?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Come on, folks. Come on. You know what I want. Come on. Here's the deal. I need a Big Mac. What? Number two, the fries. Number three, the shake. Let's get real. I'm not kidding around, folks. This is no joke. I want fries.
Okay.
Well, who's your guy? What is he? Just a nerd? Or can he be Dr. Phil or something? What are we doing?
I'm just a classic. Wait, here we go. Let me be here. Here we go. Ready? Everyone's
I don't have a wig.
Here we go. Ready?
I don't have a wig.
You're fine. You don't need a wig.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, here we go.
I love this.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What's up? Can I take your order?
You're a young man. You know, you're good. People love you. But the thing, they said the billions, the millions, the people, and the virus, and Fauci, we got it. We did it. Hyperbole. Not kidding. No joke. Here's the deal. Got to do it.
So do you want like cheese on that or what the fuck is happening right now? Are you by yourself in that car? I feel like you need somebody with you.
Hey, can I tell you a real story?
Okay, that's the end of that.
Well, I don't know what that character is, but is it famous? I just
that
do
was
two
the most
nerds
honest thing I heard tonight. Well, I don't know what you were doing there, Adam, or something.
But I like that. I do a version of that. I do two nerds they're obsessed with my podcast. And one guy says, shut up, Brian. He's doing it now. Would you just shut up? So I know that character you're doing. But you're young. Anyway,
I don't know, Dane.
This is true. Get your baby boomer alert on. So I'm like maybe 20 years old. I want to do Jimmy Stewart so bad. And then it hit me driving around on a car with my friends. I said, go in the Jack in the Box. I'll try to order as Jimmy Stewart and see if they accept it. And that's what happened. So they're like, can we take your order? And I was like, it reminds me of your bit. I'd like a Big Mac. Oh, no, I'd like a Jack and cheese, you know. and a soda pop. And they literally said, is this Jimmy Stewart? So this is good. We lost half the audience. Anyway, let's go. Wait, like the wig.
Didn't you have a Jimmy Stewart? Wasn't that one of your micro impressions that when you started messing around with those? Didn't you have a quick? No, your kind Audrey Hepburn micro impression was my favorite
It's the new thing I'm doing now, Adam, is Redneck-y, the redneck comedian. So my love for Jeff Foxworthy and, you know,
love him.
Larry the Cable Guy.
By the way,
so
just
I
rewatched Jeff Foxworthy clips, and that guy truly. It was like a huge theater, probably 10,000 people. And I'm like, he started doing, if you drive your car with your feet, but your niece is also your grandpa, you might be a redneck. I was like, and people are going, she is.
I know.
And I was like, so now, the market.
I have Rednecky, the redneck comedian, who's a wannabe, you know. I'm Rednecky, the redneck comedian. You ever crap so big you don't know going down that turlet? Come and get some. That's his catchphrase. You ever fart so loud you got a dog two state away going, what that? Come and get some. I once dated a girl from Oozing Soar, Atlanta. I said, how the people doing down there? She said, dabbing cotton. Come and get some. So that's his catchphrase. Anyway, I did it for you. Comedians love it.
I would buy 500 come and get some t-shirts and mugs. So wait, what does he look like? I feel like he's got
like
a dark type wig, a ponytail maybe.
I guess so. He just lives with mama. I know a redneck married his sister only because mama turned him down. Come and get some.
That
I love you thinking like with the tongue out.
Wait, you did on the About Last Night podcast, you were our 500th episode before Brad left to become a dad, or he might have snuck away to a tree to make some cookies. Either way, Brad was so kind to let you impersonate him, and then I said, wait, don't you have an impression of me? And you started doing your impression of me, which was, do you mind doing it? It was,
I don't know. I have to remind me. It was like, hey, you have this great voice. Like, hey, dodge darts at me. Come and get some. I don't know. You have this great host radio voice that you put on and you make a lot of moolah.
Well, it's just one of many voices, which is also how you really made a name for yourself. So Dana, because of that, and I love you for being here, by the way, you traveled far today to get here on time to make this
miles.
I can't thank you enough, but I want to close this out with a fun game called Impression Debate. So you ready? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
This is basically you and I are going to take characters and there's a topic and we will debate.
Should I take the church lady? Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. We're going to debate something.
Yeah. See, okay. The topic for this is sleep clothed or naked. So it's the church lady versus Robert Downey Jr. So I will go first. Ready?
Go.
So look, Robert Downey Jr. here. How's everyone doing? Great, fine, whatever, fuck it, YOLO. So look, it's a pandemic and obviously things are getting crazy. I've been on Zoom pretty much every day for the last 6 hours and I'm not even in Zoom school. I'm taking a Zoom cooking class, which is crazy in and of itself, but I digress. Sleeping fully clothed is usually how I do things when I'm on, I did a lot of drugs back in the 80s. I've done some in the 90s. I'm on some right now, but that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is sleep. I don't get much of it, but when I do sleep, I sleep on a Helix mattress. What is this, a promo? I don't know what's happening right now, but I would love to snort some Imodium AD. And if I go to sleep, I'm going to sleep fully clothed because I don't like my naked ass to be rubbing on the Helix mattress because it can cause butt burn, which is a real thing.
That's a lot. I'm Mike Liddell with my pillow. And Robert Downey Jr., I'm doing Tony Fauci now. Hey, Dr. Fauci, should we wear a mask? I'm Mike
crazy.
Liddell, and I live inside a pillow.
Caterpillars live inside of pillows? What is church ladies' rebuttal to sleeping clothed or naked?
Well, Robert Downey Jr., we're all muscly with our martial arts, and we strip down to our undies. Then we strip them off, and our naughty parts are just spread wide. I'm just sin happens. I don't know. It's not an impression. Does anyone else do church lady? I got a franchiser. Let me hear your church lady.
Well, well, well. Look at us. Look at us. We drove 900 miles, just like Vanessa Carlton.
Or no, what
yes,
does she say?
It's all this. Well, it's just all this honesty, passive aggressive. Well, well, well. There we are, Adam Ray in our little bookcase in the back. But look, the books that we read. Maybe we put books in there that we haven't read. We're mostly just typing things and checking Google. We're not very literate, are we? We smile with our big head of hair and our 5 o'clock shadow. Broad shoulders. Hi, girls. I'm Adam Ray. Let some sun ray into your groin. Anyway, so that's just church lady being church lady. God. And we've got a big black microphone right in our face. Anyway, sorry. Am I canceled?
All right. Next topic. Next topic. We got a few more of these, and then we're going to let you get out of here.
Oh, okay.
Trump versus Trump. How to make the best chicken pot pie.
Got it.
I'll go first.
So, look, I think, obviously, you know, I'm just a Diet Coke ketchup guy. But when I get really, really horny, I'll go down to the White House kitchen and I'll grab a Marie Callender's pot pie and I'll put it in the microwave for 9 minutes. It says only put it in for 4. I put it in for 9 because I don't give a fuck.
I like pot pies. Many people are saying, excuse me, I'm not. The chicken, the sauce, the carrots underneath, the crust on top. You don't know what it's doing. Many people love it. I'm telling you. It's a pie, but not a pie. It's hot. You break the crust. It's a lot like millennia. You never know what you're going to get. I don't know. I don't have jokes. You're reading off a teleprompter. You wrote this morning.
No.
You're amazing.
Next topic. Here we go. The next two. Why locking kids in a garage is a power move. Dr. Phil versus Paul McCartney. Well, I'll tell you, you know, I have kids. I'm not a big fan of my kids. I do like them when they share their Honey Smacks with me, but that's only because Honey Smacks was my nickname in middle school. Don't cancel me. But I do think troubled teenagers are having a tough time in COVID, even pre-COVID, because they're all about gummy bears, booger snacks, which is code for cocaine. And playing with each other's privates on hot air balloons. Now, if you want to know how to really treat your kid like he's less than you, okay, put him in a sleeping bag and put him in your neighbor's yard and turn on the sprinklers. We'll be right back.
What was the topic again?
if putting your kids in the garage is a power move or not?
Oh, you know, you get it. You get your youngin. You know, he's like a small talker. You know, he's like talking back to you. I don't know. You know, why don't I lock you in the garage for a moment so you go, what's going on? You're not taking things for granted. You don't know that the chicken pot pie's on the fridge or whatever. I'm Paul McCartney, and I'm a Beatle, so, you know, whatever. Go fuck yourself.
He wouldn't say that. Next topic.
That was amazing. I think we got one or two more. Yeah. All right, okay. What feels better, peeing or pooping? Ray Romano versus George Bush. That's the wrong George Bush. We will edit that out. Oh, we're skipping it. What to do if, okay. Oh, we're going to this. What feels better, peeing or pooping? Okay, let's do W. Yeah. W versus Ray Romano. You go first.
Yeah. Well, it all feels good. I mean, I just like to let go, you know, because I when I go out in the daytime, I just wear Depends, so I can just unleash whenever I feel like it. I can't believe I'm doing this. Is this going to go viral or what? Is this the greatest thing I've ever done? I feel ashamed of myself.
But you know, you're always, you know, I pee, sometimes I pee, but I poo sometimes. It's tough to poo without peeing because, you know, they kind of go together. Like you pee, you poo. Is this what I sound like? I don't know. Deborah, you ever been married? You know, you ever stub your toe in a dishwasher? Hey, I'm Ray Romano.
Fuck. All right. You win that round.
Always.
All right. Our last.
No, in the end, always say the name of who you're doing.
I'm George W. Bush. Two Irishmen walk out of a bar. It could happen.
I'm Ray Romano.
Anyway,
all right,
that was spot on. Last, here we go. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I've worked all night on it. What do you, what to do if aliens invade? Garth versus Tony Danza. Well, you know, look, I don't believe in aliens per se, but part of me thinks that aliens are watching us right now, and I want to believe in something bigger. You know, on the second season of Who's the Boss, there was an episode where Jonathan came in. He saw me in the shower, and I said, don't be alarmed. And then we sat and talked for a minute. I got out of the shower, of course. It was on ABC. But we start talking about life and aliens. And I go, what do you do if they invade, Jonathan? He goes, invite them in for some chowder. I go, oh, okay. I know what you mean.
Yeah. I don't really like aliens because they're creepy. They got tentacles and they fly around in spaceships. So I like to be away from aliens because they're aliens. But not like illegal aliens like Trump tried to put them in cages, right? And Biden says, come on in. It's a show. I don't want to get political.
Oh, my God.
I just want to say you're tremendous. I can't even ever.
Let me just say, sum up this whole thing. Barack Obama, good charity, doing good stuff. Adam Ray, Sun Ray, Sunshine Ray, whatever you want to call yourself. And the plugs are coming in beautiful. Looks completely real. You know, and the teeth are white, looking good, broad shoulders. So you got on the old Saturday Night Live guy, drove 500 miles, got one ring light. You've got three of them and a team with you. He's in a t-shirt. The goatee's white. The hair's brown. I don't know. It's a shit show, but it's going to trend because for a good topic. Michelle, I'll be there in a second. I'm just talking to Adam Ray. No, leave the egg salad out. I don't need it. Look, I'll be honest with you. Been a tough pandemic. I love Michelle, but we've been in each other's face. Michelle, leave it on the counter. I'm talking to Adam Ray. Adam Ray. Adam, A-D-A-M-R-A-Y. Knows she's Brad like, Williams. Melissa McCarthy's friend. Adam Ray. Anyway, doesn't matter. She doesn't know who you are, but she's a little fuzzy upstairs. It's been a bad pandemic. That's all I'm saying. But good luck to you with everything you do. God bless you, Adam Flay. I mean, Ray. Oh. Dana Carvey. I'm going to take a Dana, screenshot.
I love you. Yeah, take a pic.
Okay.
Dana, I love anyway, you so well, much, man. Great. Please.
It's fun jamming with you. And actually, let's do it. Let's do it next time. Anyway, I can't, dude, good on you, man.
It's a treat. It's an honor, man, and this is such a good cause, and we're raising so much money for Northwest Harvest and getting a lot of families fed during this tough time.
Awesome.
And you're a big That's part great. Of that, and I love you for that, and you're a goddamn hero to everybody on this, and I can't wait to see you live again. Thanks for coming.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. Does it say leave meeting, or do I say goodbye?
Fantastic with Dana Carvey, the new podcast, out everywhere. Go get it.
Yes, you'll see Jack Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, and Hitler and Elvis in a bunker. There'll be a whole fake their death and they live together somewhere. So that'll be, I mean, that's on the teaser. Episode 5. Great teaser. You're the best. All right. Well, take care, Adam. Good luck,
Carvey. Let him hear. More time for the great Dana Carvey. I'll see you, buddy. So, our next guest is a part of a band that has risen to great ranks here in Seattle. They are born, the band was born here in Seattle. My dear friend Charity Thielen is a part of this band, and I've gotten to know the whole band, who in the short span of time have become one of the biggest bands in the world. And they are working on a new record currently. They just released a special on Amazon where they did a show for hundreds of thousands of people on the top of the Pike Place Market in downtown Seattle, which is available on Amazon now. And what would a show about Seattle and for Seattle be without a song from The Head and the Heart? So here to sing a song for us is the lead singer of The Head and the Heart, John Russell.
What's up, Adam? How you doing? Thank you for having me. My name is Jonathan Russell. I play in the band called The Head and the Heart. We go way back with Adam. When have we known each other? 3 weeks now? Four, almost a month. Seems like a really great guy. But he put together a hell of a lineup, and it's an honor to be a part of it. This band comes from Seattle, Washington, so we're no strangers there. And recently we just had a documentary come out about us. Yes, I am going to plug my band on your podcast, Adam. You can check out our documentary. This Amazon doc came out recently, though, and it's true. We used to busk everywhere in that town, and we used to busk at Pike Place Market, below the fish market. And then we played on the roof for free for thousands of people and got to donate money and give back. So that's what we're doing here today as well. And Adam, again, thank you so much for having me. Northwest Harvest, thank you for what you're doing. This first song is called Lost in My Mind, off our first record. And thank you to Northwest Harvest for all the good work you're doing in the community. Thank you for pairing up with us. And like I said, pleasure to be a part of this. And here's the song.
Put your dreams away for now. I won't see you for some time. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Mama once told me, you're already home where you feel love. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Is older than me. But oh, my brother, don't you worry about me. Don't you worry, don't you worry, don't worry about me. Laying come, how's your engine running? Is that bridge getting built? Are your hands getting filled? Won't you tell me, my brother? 'Cause there are stars up above, so we can start moving forward. How's your engine running? Is that bridge getting built? Are your hands getting filled? Won't you tell me, my brother? 'Cause there are stars up above, and we can start moving forward. I got a lot on my mind these days. I know we all got a lot on our minds. It's all right. Lost in my mind. Lost in my mind, oh, I get lost in my mind. Lost, I get lost, I get lost in my mind, that's right. Lost in my mind, yes, I get lost in my mind. Lost, I get lost, I get lost. Oh, I get lost.
Peace. Adam, thank you so much, man. Take it easy, everybody.
Starting a business feels a lot like starting a podcast. At first, you're sitting there going, dude, is this genius or am I about to embarrass myself publicly for the next 5 years? And honestly, that little panic never fully goes away. I remember when we first started building my show, every little thing felt complicated. Logos, merch ideas, websites, promoting the episodes. It's a lot. That's why I wish something like Shopify had been around when we were first getting started. Shopify is a commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. They make it ridiculously easy to build a clean online store with templates that actually look professional, even if you're figuring it out as you go. And the AI tools, dude, they're wild. Shopify can help write product descriptions, page headlines, even improve your product photos. So instead of spending 8 hours trying to sound like a marketing genius, you can actually focus on your biz or your podcast or whatever dream is currently keeping you awake like me at 2 to 3 a.m. Plus, Shopify handles everything in one place. Inventory, payments, analytics, shipping, all of it. And that purple Shop Pay button, absolute game changer. Fewer abandoned carts, more people actually buying your stuff. It's time to turn those what-ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Go to shopify.com/aboutlastnight. That's shopify.com/aboutlastnight.